Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
A real G, I'm going to go pick up Dwight Howard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man, you know Dwight Howard, that guy. I was feeling that.
I am a basketball scientist. Why don't you start calling me Dr. Steinmetz? Feel free.
I feel like you had to go
D1. What's up, Doc?
You had to go D1.
I couldn't. I could have, well, but I don't know if I would have played.
Hey, I got
to need the hassle, Goof.
You know, I'm into teamwork.
Yeah.
Here, I really think if we had like one of those, what do the Niners give where the best teammate award?
Eschmont?
Yeah, I think I'd vote for me. But I'm listening to Willard and Dibbs, our guys, yesterday. Stoney, you talk about profound. That subject of pods and the fan base, it was riveting.
What was it about? I didn't hear.
Mark Deems and, you know, all the, like, there's just a divide between a certain player and a team, and how that's just not good for said team in the market. And I'm like, does that apply? And it kind of does, but it can take you down so many avenues of why is he just such a lightning rod, man. I couldn't stop listening to him. Both of them, good job. But it is a subject matter that is like, it could take you so many places.
Do you think Pajemski is not liked?
I think he is part of why he's not liked, because he's not humble. And again, I'm not perfect. Shout out Tupac, only God can judge me, Steiny. When he's calling himself the White Otani or I blew the game, I want the keys, you could think that's cute and say it to your folks. I think that stuff hurts you because it paints a picture that you're not thinking about mastering your job, which is to be one of the others and help and maybe grow into that down the road. But I think saying it to the masses, you come off as cocky. Tell me, what do you think of that? Could that possibility?
Sure. I think that's definitely part of it. I'm trying to gauge, you know, look, I go back to Mike Dunleavy as a player. Ooh. All right. I think in the last 25 years, he was probably the least liked Warrior player.
That's heavy.
I've witnessed. I don't think Pods is close to that.
Okay.
But there is something about Pods.
Mike was never, I don't remember saying, give me the keys.
Pods, well, that's the problem. Mike was the number three pick, and he was good, but he wasn't great. And so there was always a feeling of disappointment about Dunleavy because, you know, he didn't live up to the expectations of a number three pick.
Why do you think Kuminga's liked more, or we take more calls on the positive front?
We don't know him as well.
Ooh. Yeah, but that was a good conversation.
This looks fun. Rafi in Berkeley wants to talk about Steiny's bad take.
Oh,
this ought to be good.
Go ahead, Rafi.
What's up, Steiny? How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's up, baby? Get him, Rafi.
You know, I'm not trying to get him. Steiny, I just want to say that I think you have the best takes on the show. I think you're the most reasonable person on the entire. He is.
So what's the? What did I say?
It's a total logical fallacy to say that if the Warriors hadn't drafted better, they wouldn't be better. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine Kuminga or Moody on a bad team. They would be right. The same players they are now, right? They wouldn't really be. It's hard to imagine Moody being that much better.
Well, now, and listen, real quick, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think a lot of fans would. They would say, well, if Kuminga had gone to Orlando and played the last 4 years, he would be better than he is now. But I'll go along with it for now.
Kuminga is a scorer who's unmotivated to play real basketball long term, and that's neither here nor there. But to say that if you had put better players, like they would have developed and kind of hit the same developmental marks that Moody and Kuminga have hit. So if you had a Murphy or you had a Wagner, they would be, and I believe they would have, yes, developed slower, but they would have been at a higher point because they're just simply more talented basketball players.
Sir.
Like, yeah, they wouldn't have popped, but the Warriors would be a better team. I just think that the draft is a total crapshoot, and the Warriors, like most teams, didn't draft very well. And if they had and gotten extremely lucky, like to say that they should have drafted Halliburton is totally ridiculous. Half the league passed on Halliburton. It's like saying every single team should have drafted Patrick Mahomes. It's like, well, yeah, they should have, but no one did, you know?
Right.
And I just think that the Warriors would be really, they'd be a much better team had they basically just gotten lucky.
All right,
and they didn't,
so real quick, Rafi, you're saying that had the Warriors just hypothetically, had they drafted Wagner and Murphy, that when they came in here, They're just more talented than Kuminga and Moody, and their talent level would have pushed them through to a higher place than the other two.
I think they're more. I think that they're at their baseline, they're more talented. I think Moody's an intelligent basketball player. Actually, I just think he doesn't have a super high ceiling.
Rafi, I'm going to let you go because there's some good stuff there that I definitely want to get in there. You know, I think some Warrior fans would push back on Wagner and Murphy more talented than Kuminga. Are they more talented?
Yes.
They are? I thought Kuminga had unbelievable athleticism.
I didn't know who Kuminga was when he came out to G League. I didn't know who
Trey Murphy was.
No, I'm just saying, so I'm judging them on what they've done. And both of them can put the ball on the floor and create. And right now, they're better. That's how I'm answering the Kuminga question. Coming out to draft, I couldn't have told you. But I'm just telling you, right now, they're better. They're further along. And I will fight, to the caller's point, I thought he was coming for you, but he gave you some love. I am going to fight tooth and nail about this Halliburton or players like that in the draft, even the Mahomes, who Kyle didn't even go look at the draft for Mahomes nor Deshaun Watson. That's what the draft is about. Don't tell me anybody can see Michael Jordan and say, oh, let's draft him. That's when you put your chest out, is when you have some intel or foresight and say, man, this dude can play like the Pacers did. Yeah, they had slim pickings because other guys were gone. But for him to be a superstar, I think that's what the draft is about, when you can flex and go find that type of dude.
I'm with Rafi on that one. Halliburton's not.
Like, I don't feel better because nobody else drafted him.
I do.
Still.
If Halliburton had gone 3 or 4, you'd feel a lot worse about the Warriors picking Wiseman.
See, and that's where we differ. I get that. My point is, Halliburton on this team now is damn near a superstar.
Okay.
Had his team in the finals. That was out there. You can sit there and tell me in the caller,
love you.
You know
who was that?
You know it's ridiculous. No, it's not.
I'm just with the caller.
And get in the and have that foresight.
Right.
But
while you had Steph Curry, while you had Klay Thompson, and while you had Jordan Poole, you're going to go draft
Halliburton. I'm going to give him credit on Jordan Poole. I'm going to give him credit on JP.
All I'm saying is...
But even the team that drafted Tyrese Halliburton didn't have the foresight, and they had him in the building. I mean, Sacramento traded him. So I mean, what's to say the Warriors would have not done the same thing? I mean, just because a guy pops, but like the team that took him, that had the foresight to draft him, still got rid of him.
Yeah. And I think that was an error.
Well, clearly, but my point is, just because you have a guy, like, it is a crapshoot.
I mean, Halliburton is not the one that I really hit the Warriors hard on. Just like I would never hit a team hard on not drafting him. This is a little more different, but like, I don't blame anybody for not drafting Draymond Green.
Right, right.
Now, I know he went to the second round, but once like a dozen teams pass on you, then something, I don't know.
But the Warriors did it three times.
Well, that's the issue. Own,
you know what? So what were they? They were trying
I
to
know
do
what they were thinking, but you don't believe me.
Trying to pull a rabbit out of their hat, saying we're smarter than everybody. This guy is going to pop or grow or mature into something that can be a fixture for the future. So I guess my mechanics of what I'm saying that it took to have the foresight to get Halliburton, the Warriors did it with their own version, yet with the higher picks, but projects. Shout out James Wiseman. Like, wow.
Right. And the reason, feel free to disagree with me. The reason they picked, in general, three guys with no experience.
Talk to me.
Is because they were at a place where they thought they were out of the title contention race and that they had a couple years to develop and the pressure wasn't really going to be on. And I think when the Warriors won in 2022, it changed everything. I believe their philosophy changed the minute they went 2 years saying the thing's probably going to be over. This thing's probably over. And then in 1 year said, well, now we got to do everything to keep it together.
So are you saying if they would have stayed with, let's just say they had one in 2022, Moody, Kuminga would be better?
No, what I'm saying is I remember in 19 and 20, some of the names that came up and they weren't good enough. Miles Turner, I laugh at people right now that say, we could have had Miles Turner and I wanted him. No, you didn't. Everybody wanted Wiseman instead of Miles Turner because Wiseman had the hope of being Kevin Garnett. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to our good man in North Carolina, Jerry. What's up, Jerry? How are you?
Ain't nothing going on. How you doing, Stein and Goo?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry? Good to hear from you, baby.
Hey, man, it's been a while, man. I know other people got to talk, but, man, you guys know y'all stuff, man. I really mean that.
Thank you.
But I want to add that on to the case, to the guy that called about 5, maybe 8 minutes ago. He don't have know what he's talking about. Then the guy that got to talking a few minutes ago, I promise you this right here. Steph is my favorite player. No doubt about that. I'm crazy about some Butler. I'm crazy about some Kuminga. The whole deal is, I'm not trying to knock Steve Kerr, but the whole thing is that four or five man lineup, it's not going to work. I just saw on my phone a while ago for Steph saying after this year, he's retiring. Everybody, Danny Kuminga, Danny D. Young Boys, okay, what did you got in a center spot? You went and got Al Harper. Okay, he's not worth a hill of beans. You paid extra money right there. If Steve Kerr had to know how to play Wiseman, he would have still been playing, been pretty good. With Kuminga, I promise you, there's nobody on Golden State team that can stop him one-on-one. Wow. Unless it is Butler or somebody like that. Draymond Green don't have it his own self. He used to be a good defense player. But Draymond Green and most of just talk, and everybody take up for him with a bunch of crazy mess. I'm just saying, I'm trying to let you go, but people need to start banning Kuminga. The boy can play, but the thing is, Steve Kerr do not know how to play Kuminga, and which set the whole thing off when him and Steve Kerr, Kuminga, and Steve Kerr got into about 2 years ago. Steve Kerr ain't been able to get along with him, or been able to get along with each other ever since. So it's time for Kuminga to go. But I don't want him to go with Utah Jazz. I want him to go with somebody in their division. Steve Kerr's not going to let him go with nobody in their conference. I promise you that.
Wow.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. Man. Thanks for the kind words.
He's a big Kamingo fan, Stoddy. That's
great. I love
Kamingo. Kamingo. Hey, man.
We're throwing, you know, Giannis is in the center of this thing, but the real question is, and the boss asked me this before the show. Yeah. Did he ask you? Because he likes to do this.
We were talking numbers.
Stats.
Shows help. You know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What? The show's healthy. Just embrace it.
That's you know what? And
no,
that can
show's
change.
Healthy.
That can change in 2 days.
And that's why tomorrow's
Enjoy it. You're like a rookie. You're like Magic Johnson jumping on Kareem after he made a shot in the first game.
Hey, listen, real quick about that. I've been in performance environments. Mr. Johnson, can we see you? Sign your name here. What's this? A PIP, performance improvement plan. You don't hit it, you're out. I've dealt with that pressure. So celebrate the wins, and we'll deal with the L's like we have when they come.
This is life and death.
Yeah, Stoddy, you are so, look at, it's why you didn't go D1. Enjoy it right now. Stick your chest out.
For what?
The coffee's better. We're doing good. It's okay to say.
Don't brag. I don't brag like that.
Nobody's going Ben Johnson taking their shirt off, looking into the camera. Just enjoy it. That's how I live my life.
I will enjoy it. But I'm not going to broadcast that enjoyment.
And I haven't. I just said we're healthy.
You do it three times a week.
Well,
all right.
Get back to arguing.
So the boss said... The boss said he's interested in hearing your long-term plan for the future if you were Joe Lacob.
And okay, you want me to go first?
We can throw that out to Warrior fans. So what do you do long-term?
I have no threshold of what I won't do or spend or any pick that is on a – everything's on the table for me to go get a Giannis, an Anthony Davis, somebody, a Trey Murphy, and that'll obviously be less. Something to impact this team like Jimmy did last year, but it's got to be longer. He's got to be taller. He's got to be more athletic. And the more I think about what they went and did or what vision they had for one Al or for Oldford, Stoney, that was bad.
Well, it doesn't look great now.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at. If and we can throw the number out at 888-957-9570. The problem is you can't think long term without thinking short term. You have to think short term if you're still married to the philosophy of getting Steph a fifth ring. So with all those things considered, I guess right now what I would do, and like I just, this is where I'm different. I'm not letting, as great as Steph is, I just can't do something that I know is going to be a problem down the road when he's not here.
But Giannis
can't let him dictate And then he doesn't dict, like, let me change the verbiage here. Verbiage is that, you know, he's not dictating. They're just making an effort to appease him
right.
to try to get his fifth. So it's not like he's dictating
and
anything.
And you can understand that, everything that he's built here, right? Steph himself. At what point
does a dream become such a fantasy that it's not worth pursuing anymore? That's where I think we are in my book.
Okay.
That's all.
I don't know what you're... And I got two things for you. You understand right now that if I asked you, what do you think the Warriors are doing? They're doing what I'm telling you I would do if I were Laker, right? Doesn't it look like they're all in anything for Steph?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what if I told you if Steph were averaging 17 points and the slippage was there and that would change everything? I would be on your side. It'd be like, okay, there's no mustard left in the bottle. But this dude is showing you, when available, that he's still box office and a top 10 player in today's NBA. Okay. Right. I believe that, Stani. Okay. Like, what don't well, you... Like, come on, man. We would really be doing him a disservice if you're saying... Okay. Now, you're getting him when he's down because he's hurt. But we saw the San Antonio games. We saw the Denver. He is arguably, it's not even close, your best player.
Right. He's your best player. Okay. I just, when you say top 10... I mean
clutch with top 10. Okay, you can give me Joker, SGA. Okay?
But here's what you ignore.
Yeah.
Here's what you ignore. And Is it me or the Warriors and I? Well, I'm just talking.
Okay.
No, I think it's just you. Right. Like, people would get up in arms. But like, okay, maybe Steph's better than Brunson. But not by much. There's a lot of people that would say right now Brunson's better than Curry.
And he's got a better supporting cast all around him, right? Brunson.
Right. And he's able to elevate the Knicks. Maybe. Do you believe that Brunson maybe has elevated the Knicks more than Curry has elevated the Warriors
in the last year or two? I can't do that.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have
to elevate. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But he's got talent.
Who?
OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, that's funny because you stick up for Butler and Green and everybody here.
Hey, I love Brunson, and I know what he's doing. Stani, I don't believe what Brunson has to elevate is higher than what Steph has to elevate with what he's working with.
I don't know. I mean, is anybody on the Knicks other than Brunson better than Butler?
I think Karl Anthony Towns is better than Butler.
They got a few guys.
That might have been my point. Are you talking about Towns? Mattel Bridges and Anunoby. Exactly.
Okay.
Don't you get it? People around here talk about Jimmy Butler like he is this top 15 player, and the reality is that Evan just compared him to Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, and Mattel Bridges, so they have three of them. Three Butlers.
But it goes to my point about Steph having to carry a larger, more weight.
Well, no. What I'm saying is we got to stop talking about Butler like he's a superstar and then comparing him to Mikal Bridges and Anunoby. Like, which is it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Jimmy's getting 50 M's. I love Jimmy, and I told you this the other day. I want more from him, and maybe at this age he can't give me more. But to that point, Stani, for this team as constructed right now today going into Philly – I'm telling you, I need more Jimmy Butler. And maybe he's telling me, Goo, this is what you're going to get.
I mean, like, I think the other thing we're seeing is, and this is not meant as a knock on Steph, but, you know, we keep saying top 10. It's like, no, he's not anymore. Like, Cade Cunningham has become a better player than Steph, if for no other reason than Steph's 37. Like, Shea's better than Steph Curry right now. They play more. Like, and so what I'm getting at is, I get it. They need to upgrade the talent around Steph. But I believe, let's say you made an accurate list of the best 50 players in the league. I think some people might have Steph Curry at 18. And all I'm saying there is, well, now you need to get somebody better than Steph in here.
Do you think Wemby is better than Steph?
He, that's a
I'm putting respect.
I mean,
to Steph.
I take him.
Yeah, but I would too. He's played four less games than Curry this year. So if you're going to talk about the availability, then a player like that is not in the top 10. Curry's still a top 10 player, yeah. Steiny.
And he is, Evan. And Steiny, if you're talking about the conversation starting a team, it's Wimby. It ain't even close. But I'm talking about today, game on the line, a guy to keep you in the game. The chef is doing everything he can, and right, I know he has turnovers.
Let's have
I know
some
he's
fun.
Not perfect. Yeah.
Let's just have some. Oh, we got to do
and
it
he's
on the
37, and this is we're doing this exercise. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing Curry, and Evan is a Curry underwear. It's just Steiny. You got to put some respect on what he's still doing.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not sabotaging the future for some freaking pipe dream that is not realistic. I'm kind of with Spadoni on that one. All right. Hey, this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys, and they debuted in the November 24th game against the Jazz. I'm going to hold one up right now. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Town jerseys are up for grabs. I'm showing it right now on the YouTube, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and next week. For more details, go to 95.7 The Game. And that segment was brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.